With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. A federal appeals court has upheld the government's ban on the sale of guns to medical marijuana cardholders. The 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said today the ban does not violate the Second Amendment. The appeals court ruling comes on the day that medical marijuana dispensaries across Montana have closed their doors as new restrictions take effect limiting pot providers to 3 patients. The restrictions began today, after 5 years of unsuccessful court battles to overturn the 2011 state law that severely curbed pot distribution. Health department officials and marijuana advocates have estimated between 10,000 and 12,000 patients will lose legal access to marijuana as a result of not being picked to stay on with their providers. Federal officials say retrofitting Montana's largest coal-fired power plant to reduce its greenhouse gas emissions would cost at least $1.2 billion. Representatives of the Department of Energy presented that finding to Governor Steve Bullock today after analyzing the Colstrip power plant. Colstrip is Montana's largest source of carbon dioxide, a major contributor to climate change. A Montana man who was charged with raping a woman while he was free on bond awaiting sentencing for raping a child has been sentenced to 25 years in prison. Lance Ring of Lolo was sentenced yesterday for raping a 6-year-old girl in 2015. He had pleaded guilty in May as a part of a plea deal that called for a 25-year prison sentence with 15 years suspended. A judge released him pending sentencing. While he was free, Ring was arrested and charged with raping a woman. Ring will not be eligible for parole until he completes the first 2 phases of sexual offender treatment.
With Montana News, I'm Freddie Menares. Firefighters in Yellowstone National Park are now actively fighting a large wildfire that has been burning for the last 3 weeks. The fire is located north of the West Entrance Road between West Yellowstone, Montana and Madison Junction and has burned about 57 square miles. Since it was started by lightning on August 8th, it has been allowed to burn. But now the fire is getting too close to the park's western boundary, prompting firefighters to start dropping water on that section of the fire. It's the largest of 5 fires burning in the park. All major tourist attractions and park roads remain open, but fire spokesman Bill Swartley says the fires are growing and critical fire conditions are expected into Friday. Recent weather has been mostly good for firefighters in western Montana, but has also sparked a few new small fires and made air quality worse. One new lightning-started fire is just west of Hall Lake. It's 1.5 acres in size, and firefighters think they'll have it contained tomorrow. There's another 1-acre fire just east of Jim Lake. A third on the ridge just south of Lower Cold Lake is approximately 10 acres in size and has several small spot fires. Those are being attacked by 2 helicopters and 28 firefighters on the ground. In total, 63 firefighters are working the new fires in the Swan Lake Ranger District. The air in West Yellowstone was called hazardous at one point today. Montana's Department of Environmental Quality is now calling it good. At this hour, the air in Thompson Falls is being called unhealthy, and unhealthy for sensitive groups in Frenchtown, Missoula, Hamilton, and Silly Lake. Air quality is being called moderate in the Flathead Valley and Butte. In Yellowstone National Park, a forecast for severe fire weather through Friday has officials concerned. They're expecting increasing and erratic winds from dry thunderstorms. There will be a community meeting in West Yellowstone about the fires tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. at the LDS Church. All entrances to Yellowstone National Park are now open, as are all concession services and businesses. Fire Information Officer Bill Swartley.
And we're just asking people to be mindful of the fires that are ongoing, the firefighter traffic, and if they do run into low-level ground smoke, just adjust the safe speed and put your headlights on to increase your visibility.
At least one campground and several trails are closed, however, due to the 4 fires burning inside the park, which total more than 44,000 acres in size. The Copper King fire near Thompson Falls moderated yesterday due to smoke and cloud cover. Today, firefighters were hoping that temperatures in the low 80s and higher humidity levels would help them out, but are wary of potentially gusting winds from the lingering storm system. I'm Freddie Menares with Montana News.